from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. If there's a founding belief to Silicon Valley, it's this: the idea is everything. Last month's Facebook IPO is a good example. A simple idea conceived by a college student became a $100 billion empire in just 8 years. But if you look around Silicon Valley, ideas all seem to be coming from the same kind of people. By a recent estimate, 1% of technology entrepreneurs were African American. Only 8% of companies were founded by women. Mark Zuckerberg isn't just a model of success, he's a blueprint. KQED's Amy Standen reports on one effort to change this.
It may be safe to say that some people are just born entrepreneurs. Take Chris Lyons. He's from Johns Creek, Georgia, outside Atlanta. And when he was 12, he started mowing lawns.
I would push my lawnmower up and down the hill with one hand and carry the rolling trash can for the other. I had over 30 lawns. Then I bought a John Deere tractor.
Now, someone like this isn't going to stay in Johns Creek forever. By the time he was 25, Lyons had set his sights on Silicon Valley.
I want to be in an area that nurtures strong-willed, forward-thinking individuals, and there's no better place than Silicon Valley or San Francisco.
Thing is, when you look at Silicon Valley, especially among people who are starting businesses, they don't look like Chris Lyons, who is Black. And that fact tends to perpetuate itself, says venture capitalist and diversity consultant Frieda Kaper-Klein.
This isn't about being bigots. This isn't about who's mean-spirited and who's enlightened. This is about how our brains are wired.
She says it's human nature. People tend to help people who look like them and who come from the same backgrounds. It's largely unconscious.
We're not even aware of that hurdle that we've put in the place of a different kind of entrepreneur.
That's why Klein is one of the funders for a program designed to encourage more women and minorities to start tech companies. It's called NUME, which stands for New Media Entrepreneurship, and it's directed by Angela Benton.
So these are gifts from our sponsors.
It's day one at a house in San Francisco's Sunset District, and Benton is presenting Chris and others with goodie bags of swag donated by Hewlett-Packard and Google.
There's like a polo shirt,
Bose headphones, a Samsung tablet. It's like Christmas.
Wow. Well, so there's seven people picked to live in a house. Totally like real world.
Rachel Brooks is a stylish 25-year-old with big black glasses from Chicago.
Five guys, there's two women, and a four-bedroom house.
Everyone here has a business. Chris, his company, Picture Menu, helps restaurants put their menus online. Rachel built a tool called Citizen Made that lets online merchants customize their products. Frieda Kaper-Klein says this program is a two-way street because without diversity, the industry and the rest of us are missing out.
If we've got a very insular world, then the kinds of companies that are created most scratch the itch of a particular set of people and ignore everyone else.
One reason Silicon Valley is so homogenous is what's called the pipeline issue. There just aren't a lot of women, African Americans, and Latinos enrolling in science and engineering programs in college. But there are subtler forces at work, too.
It's hard to tell.
That's Chris Bennett, a NUME alum who is now an established entrepreneur. Along with attorney Nena Akuku, he started a Bay Area group called Black Founders.
No one's going to say, I'm not going to fund you because you're Black. But I do know by talking to a lot of investors and entrepreneurs, both Black and white, everyone will tell you that there is a bias.
And I think for some people, it's sort of like a chicken and egg issue.
Nena Akuku.
They've never seen a successful Black entrepreneur, so it's hard for them to envision it, you know, but they do exist. It's a mess.
A mess because tangled up in all of this are the roadblocks that women and people of color often put in front of themselves.
That's a much deeper issue.
Ukuku says one thing she hears all the time from women and minority entrepreneurs is that they feel like they have to outshine everyone else just to deserve a place here.
Whereas I'll talk to some of my friends who I adore who don't fit into one of those two buckets, and they're like, I got an idea. I'm going for it.
It is that kind of confidence that Chris Lyons is trying to cultivate on day two of NUME. It's taking place at Google headquarters in Mountain View. It's every bit the dot-com fantasy you'd expect it to be.
I just walked outside and they're playing pool and drinking coffee and I saw a yoga session.
But he's nervous, too. Tonight is a bit of an initiation.
Okay, so welcome, everybody.
MCing is Navarro Wright, an entrepreneur in the Valley.
What we're going to do tonight is give the NUME founders an opportunity to pitch their companies for the first time in public.
Chris Lyons is last on the list. He flashes a huge smile.
How's everybody doing today?
Good, good. Well, my
and
name
he starts
is
out pretty strong.
And what we do is we allow any restaurant the opportunity to transform your boring paper menu into beautiful mobile applications for your smartphone for free.
But after that, it gets a little muddy.
Upload and create new services, kind of similar to how if you had your own car.
Christian Thiel from Google is one of the judges.
It was a great first half of the pitch, and then second half kind of went off the rails.
It's a tough knock for Chris, but he's just getting started. For him and the others, the next 3 months will be about polishing these pitches, making contacts, and for some of them, attracting investment. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Tune in next week for part two of our story. Meantime, you can get to know the NUMMI participants on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.